loan officers. Join the Mortgage Calculator as an MLO for unlimited mortgage leads and up to 250 BPS compensation.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of the Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender specializing in non-QM loans, and what we do every Tuesday, Wednesday, and now Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern is go through a different in-depth loan officer training topic. Tonight, we're going to be talking about how to structure a Freddie Mac choice renovation loan. So I will let Jose take it away from here and explain what a choice renovation loan is and how we structure it.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us for tonight's training on our choice renovation loan. So we recently had Fannie Mae's home style renovation loan. The choice renovation loan is Freddie Mac's version. Very similar, couple of differences, which I will make sure to point out to you tonight. So tonight it's how to structure Freddie Mac choice renovation loans. Well, now for those of you who may not be aware, right, this is an agency loan, right? Meaning this is a conventional agency. This happens to be Freddie Mac. So for this option, you'd be running it through Loan Prospector, through LP, as your automated underwriting system option. Now, it could be a variety of reasons why you would be choosing the Freddie Mac Choice Renovation Loan over the Fannie Mae's home style. Now, obviously, aside from any of the renovation reasons, one of the reasons could be maybe you were able to get an LP approval for your self-employed borrower with only 1 year tax returns, right? That's a nice little unicorn that we like to look for when pre-approving our self-employed borrowers. And with LP, if your borrower's been in business for at least 5 years, automatically that's going to be a finding. It's basically like pre-typed into the findings, right? So let's get into it here. Okay, so what exactly is the choice renovation loan? And that's how they like to put it, like that, choice renovation. So in this case, it's not a typo. So the clinical definition, right? Choice renovation loan is a single close loan. Now, remember, this is a renovation loan. This is not a one-time close construction loan. Can't use this to build a brand new house. Can't use this to knock the house down either and do a complete rebuild. So this single close loan enables borrowers to purchase a home that needs repairs or refinance the mortgage on their existing home while including the necessary funds for renovation in the loan balance. Very important to note, not a fix flip loan. This is a full term renovation loan. It's a great option for purchasing properties that have condition issues that would not be possible with regular financing, right? Your foreclosed property that's been stripped or vandalized, or just a property in general that's missing components or needs a new roof, and you know, the appraiser's all over it, needs a new roof, the underwriter's all over it, needs a new roof. You're not going to close unless, guess what, you have a new roof on that home. You're going to get a subject to appraisal. And like I mentioned a second ago, it can't be used for a complete tear down and reconstruction. You know, you can't take it all the way down to the foundation and build up. That is not what the renovation loan is for. So who qualifies for a Freddie Mac choice renovation loan? Well, it's pretty broad, right? Anybody that qualifies for a conventional loan is going to qualify for this loan because this is a conventional loan. So we're talking about U.S. citizens, permanent resident aliens, which are, you know, permanently residing in the U.S. They have their quote unquote green card. Non-permanent resident aliens with U.S.-based credit. Refresh everyone's memory, non-permanent resident alien is a borrower living here in the U.S. full-time working here in the U.S., deriving their income from the U.S. legally, they may have a work visa, like an H-1B visa, which is like a specialist visa. They're going to need that visa plus an EAD, their employment authorization document, the card, for example. That's a non-permanent resident alien. They don't have a green card. They're not U.S. citizens, but they're legally working here with their work authorization documentation and U.S.-based credit, and you qualify them, their income, the same way. That's fine. Entity vesting not allowed. Got to emphasize this, right? You can't be closing agency loans in an LLC or in a corporation. Now, this loan is good for primary, second home, or investment. However, when it is an investment property, it's limited, or a second home. When it's an investment property or a second home, it's limited to a one-unit property only. When it's a primary residence, it can be 1 to 4 unit properties. So they could be doing a duplex, triplex, fourplex, right? Now, the borrower must choose their own contractor for the renovation work. In this option, contrary to what we saw in the home style renovation, no self-help is allowed. LTV is based on, if it's a purchase, the lesser of the purchase price plus the cost of the renovation or the as completed appraised value, right? The ARV, as we like to call it in the renovation world, the after repaired value. So it's the lesser of either of those two. And when it's a refinance, you basically, you know, divide the original loan amount by the as completed appraised value, and that is our LTV. However, they do limit the renovations on a refinance, I'll get this in another slide, to 75% of the cost of the renovations, right? So it's a little bit of a tricky one there. So what are our eligible property and transaction details? Well, credit score is as low as 620. As is usual and customary for all conventional loans. However, remember, just because the matrix says you can go down to 620 doesn't mean that you're going to get an automated underwriting approval. In this case, it would be LP for your Freddie Mac loan. Doesn't mean you're guaranteed that at 620 you're going to get an LP approval. So please, please, please remember, don't just be pre-qualifying people with information provided at the mortgage calculator. When we pre-approve someone, we take the complete application, review documentation, pull credit, and give them their credit and income approval already to go, just waiting on the property. Eligible properties, like I mentioned, 1 to 4 unit when it's a primary residence. And you can go up to 97% LTV when you combine home possible with choice renovation. So if you have a home possible borrower, remember, you'd have to go to the home possible geocoder, check the area median income, make sure that the borrower doesn't make too much money to qualify for home possible. But if they do, you could actually combine home possible with choice renovation up to a 97% LTV. One unit second homes up to 90, and one unit investment properties up to 85%. Again, you got to get compliant pricing on that 85%, but that is the maximum that the matrix states that you can go. Now, just like in the Fannie option, any type of renovation or repair is eligible as long as it is permanently affixed to the property. Now, one thing I wanted to note that's missing here that wasn't in the homes that was there in the home sale renovation is manufactured homes, right? Seems to be a restriction on renovation loans, choice renovation loans, when it's a manufactured home, ineligible. Another difference is renovations should be completed within a 6-month period from the date the loan is closed. And then our max renovation amount, if it's a purchase, 70. Okay, this is just the renovation portion now. We're not talking about maximum LTV or nothing like that. Maximum renovation amount is 75% of the lesser of the purchase price plus renovation costs or the as completed appraised value, right? That's really how they're trying to limit the scope of the work. And if it's a refinance, they limit it to 75% of the as completed appraised value. So, for example, if you have a $100,000 value on a property, right, on a refinance, if $100,000 is the as completed value, they don't care how, you know, whatever you owed on it, you just better make sure. Because if you owed $50,000 on that property that's going to have an as completed appraised value of $100,000, you're only going to have $25,000 really left for renovations there. So it gets a little tricky when the renovations, typically in these loans, they're a little bit simpler. They're not like to redo the whole home. Now, there is a maximum mortgage worksheet also that you can use for this task. So what are some important points to consider, right? Now, again, structuring this loan is less about the interest rate and more about, you know, can it be put together with what the borrower needs, right? What's the amount of renovation? What's going to be the final value of the home? What's the purchase price if it's a purchase? What do they currently owe if it's a refi? And try to make sure that you don't go over, because if you owe, you know, 60 grand on the home or whatever, and you're limited renovations at 75%, and then you have LTV limits, you're going to have to really realize that that's a major component on how much renovation can you really fit into the renovation loan. But important points to consider here: lender must review the contractor to determine if they're adequately qualified and experienced for the work performed. They're going to be checking the contractor's insurances, references, track record. They're also going to see what kind of trade credit the contractor has, right? Because they don't really want a contractor that's going to tell the borrower, well, the only way I can start in your project is if you give me a 50% deposit up front, which may be possible in some smaller in the limited option, because there is a choice renovation limited option, may be possible in that option to get a 50% upfront draw. But for the full deal, the ones that are greater than $25,000, which is the limited amount for the choice renovation, they're not going to give any 50% upfront draw. They want a contractor that has, again, has some type of trade credit so they can get supplies, materials, whatever they need, usually on a, like a net 30, net 45, net 60, where they're going to get it based on, I guess, on their trade credit, so that they're not stressing the borrower on, hey, give me money because I need money so I can order your materials. So the contractor is definitely three, you know, one of the three main components, which is the contractor, the renovation that needs to be approved, and the, obviously the borrower's credit and income that needs to be approved. The plans must be prepared by a registered, licensed, or certified general contractor, renovation consultant, or architect, right? Because like I mentioned earlier, and I'll mention again, self-help is not allowed in this option. The borrower needs to have a construction contract with their contractor, a formal contract. Now, there are sample forms for that that you can pull up, but you know, typically the contract is going to have their own, but it needs to be nice, detailed contract that's going to detail out the cost of the materials, the cost of the labor, and the contractor overhead. You're going to have to line item every single process on this reno. And that's really the biggest stumbling block that most people are going to have, is that they may be using a contractor that doesn't really work with these options, loan options, too often, and is not really willing to provide all of the detailed documentation that will be needed to be able to get this loan approved and closed. We're not even talking about can they build the home. We're talking about let's just be able to close the loan. And I've found myself at times on these renovation loans having to get the contractor's contract, getting the form, and having to extrapolate the data from the contractor's contract and preparing it nicely in the form how it should be, and then sending it back to the contractor, making sure, is this what you meant to put on there? And then having them sign it, right? I've had to do that as opposed to go back and forth multiple times for a week or two and lose all this time and then have to do it anyhow. So, you know, sometimes you got to roll up your sleeves and get your hands in the soil, as I like to say. Be sure to complete the maximum mortgage worksheet. I did make a mention of this. That's, you know, going to be pretty cut and dry. Going to let you know what is going to be the maximum mortgage for that loan when you consider the renovation amount plus whatever may be owed if it's a refinance, etc. So do mention here the lender may advance funds of up to 50% of the cost of materials anytime after the closing to secure necessary supplies for the project, but that's going to be on the limited option. That is not going to be on the full-blown choice renovation option. So very important that you understand what is included in the actual renovation cost, right? So we're talking about our hard costs, which is our labor and materials, right? The actual, you know, construction, right? But then you also have soft costs, which are the architect fees, permits, licensing, and all these other kind of tests like a soil compaction test and any kind of engineering reports that may be needed to get the plans approved. Renovation costs may also include a contingency reserve that will include, most likely, I put there may include, but I'm telling you it will include a contingency reserve of anywhere from 10 to 20%. If it's a 2 to 4 unit property, absolutely, then it's going to be 10% of the hard and soft costs. They vary it. For example, if the property doesn't have the electricity on, that's where now the contingency reserve is going to increase, because who knows what, or the utilities, let's say, no electricity, no water, who knows what may arise when the water's turned on, when the electricity is turned on. Maybe you need a new panel. Maybe you need some plumbing repairs. So your contingency reserve is definitely going to increase to 15%, as high as 20%, depending on the property condition. It's also going to be an issue if the property, for example, is a renovation due to a fire, right? There could be definitely a lot of hidden damage in a fire. So you're going to have that 15 to 20% contingency reserve when, you know, you're going to have these property related issues above and beyond the norm. A payment reserve of up to 6 months is permitted when the borrower must vacate the property due to inhabitability. That's a mouthful. During renovation, and only during the period that the property is inhabitable. It may be financed if the value was supported. Unused funds from the renovation, usually it's the other way around, right? Usually you may be a little short, but unused funds must be applied to the unpaid mortgage balance. However, if the borrower can provide the receipts of stuff that they paid out of their pocket that didn't get reimbursed in the loan, if there's any money left over in the contingency reserve, then they can get reimbursed that money from the contingency reserve. But this is just for things they paid out of their own pocket that were already approved. You just can't pay for stuff out of your own pocket that wasn't approved in the deal and then expect to get reimbursed from the contingency reserve. Does not work that way. Once the work is completed, a Form 1004D, an appraisal update, and or a completion report must be obtained. That's an additional expense. All right. So last but not least, some additional important points to consider. Always be aware that there may be additional investor overlays, right? Because we have our standard Freddie Mac choice renovation guidelines, then each investor may tweak it and add some additional overlays, such as, for example, requiring a HUD consultant and second review for repairs over $25,000. $25,000 is our limited choice renovation limited threshold. So be aware, very important, that evidence of permit issuance prior to closing may be required, especially after COVID, that they knew how long it took all of these municipalities to approve stuff. That's going to be an underwriter discretion, depending on how comfortable they feel on that. And there can never be a relation between the borrower and the contractor. So you can't hook up your family, anything like that, because, again, we don't want any collusion between the borrower and the contractor, right? Maybe the borrower say, hey, I'll do this. Just break me off that. Can't work. And apparently they find that that has a higher probability of occurring if there is a relation between the borrower and the contractor. Very important to note here, repairs need to be completed in 6 months or less. A maximum of 5 draws per loan. And last but not least, remind you again, no self-help allowed, no sweat equity. You can't have an owner builder in this type of a deal. So that's just the way it is. So if you do have that borrower that hinges it on that, you know that's not going to be possible. So do not give them any false expectations.
Okay, I don't see any questions. No, doesn't look like it. Okay, well, remember, everybody, we do this now Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, where we go through a new deep dive onto a loan officer training. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And we'll see you Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the next episode of the Loan Officer Training Series. Have a great night, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Loan officers, join the Mortgage Calculator as an MLO for unlimited mortgage leads and up to 250 BPS compensation.